If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
And we're back. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And it's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Woo. And I want my Maria, too. I love her. We're to the weekend, the weekend.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thank you. God, she's so nice. She is the best.
Someday she will resurface, I'm sure.
Oh, I cannot wait for that day, Vinny. I hope you're prowling the papers every day trying to find a little Maria Athens.
Got a Google alert set up.
Oh, yeah. I haven't set one of those up for a while. Maybe I should set up a Maria Athens one. You just never know. This part of the show is brought to you by La Garza Summer Camp. It's feeling downright summery out there these days.
Uh-huh.
So let that be another reminder for you. Let's get into La Garza Summer Camp. Then your kids are squared away for the summer. Super flexible. 30 locations across the Bay Area. A variety of programs from sports to STEAM. Epic fun for kids. Just peace of mind for adults. It's LaGarzaSports.org. And we've got $50 off for you. Use the code Alice at LaGarzaSports.org and you get $50 off. Oh, your summer is looking good. Ah. So, Survivor. Survivor 48 ended this week. I am not unhappy with how it ended. I really did think that the person who won was teamed up with our local. I loved Camilla the whole season. Did you watch any of this? How much of this have you watched?
Very little, but I am absolutely talk about it because There's no way I'm getting back to it.
So
not ever.
800-400-3697 for those of you who are also Survivor diehards. If you've got a comment you want to make or a question or you know, whatever your thoughts and feelings might be, questions, concerns, please text us 800-400-3697 and if there's something important, we'll get to that. Cause I really do just want to say, Camilla, I thought you were great. And they really focused on her the last couple of episodes where she was sort of battling these internal feelings. Like, to me, that's half of why I love this show is I see people who are put into this situation where everything sucks. You're not sleeping. You're not getting enough to eat. You're being physically challenged and mentally challenged. And it's like it almost boils you down to who you really are. And there were Camilla had some really incredible moments and her partnership, like sort of partners in crime with this guy, Kyle, who, spoiler alert, ultimately won. And they both sort of knew we can't go to the end together. We'll split the jury. And I don't know that I can win against you. We have done these amazing things and had they did all this weird like acting and set up really cool scenarios where they tricked everyone. Like they masterminded it. And I actually didn't think they did that good of a job laying that out in the final tribal council where they're making their arguments to the jury.
So who made the final three?
The final three were Joe, Eva, and Kyle. And Eva and Camilla had to go to fire. And Eva was losing her mind through that. Losing her mind. And even as Camilla is not keep an eye, she's not going to do it. You can tell she's not going to get her fire going. She's trying. And as Eva next to her, competing against her directly, is losing her mind, Camilla's like, it's all right. Just focus. You got this. I was like, Camilla, it's
step
too nice.
On her neck.
It's too nice. But she could tell.
Finish her.
That was a 707 was the first thing that got texted in. And even as she was losing, she was giving encouragement to Eva. Right.
No, like Camilla's character, like I feel that this reveals people's characters. Like I think that you can kind of get a real grasp on like the super stripped down human level of who these people are by the end of it. And I just thought there were some really good examples of that. And I thought everybody did well in the final, there's the three of them, the final three sit there and they all make arguments. They all take questions from the jurors who are the people that they've had a hand in voting out. Thought all of them held their own. I thought for sure Eva was going to win it as I watched the whole thing.
We'd bet that Joe or Eva would win it. Yeah. You wouldn't want either of them in the final. And that guy took both of them?
He took them both. He took Joe. He was like, Joe, me and Joe, we're in and we're going to sit next to each other. And he was right. You know, I think he turns out he was a lawyer. He was very well spoken, but I really
Kyle.
Yep.
Okay.
And I thought he would lean a lot more heavily on the true sort of masterminding of like, even as Eva and Joe would give examples of things that they thought that they had pulled off, he would say, well, what actually happened was. But he didn't even spend that much time doing that. I really felt like maybe they edited a lot.
Spent enough to win.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. In fact, it was, I think Joe got one vote, Eva got two votes, and all the rest were for Kyle. So
I'm pretty shocked.
Me too.
I didn't see that coming. Right? I didn't but dislike Camilla, Kyle, but
Camilla was even mouthing to him from the jury box. She was all like, I got you, I got you. And it looked to me like she had told everybody on the jury what they had done, the things that they had planned. And that is part of jury management, is that you want people sitting on there who are going to tell your story in a good light and not be like, that guy sucks, never vote for him. And she and Kyle were really honest with each other. They both felt that they couldn't sit next to each other because then they would not have a way that they both had done it together. So one of them had to go. And in the end, he won that final immunity. So he got to make the choice.
707. Even Joe taking credit for getting, is it Shaheen?
Yeah.
Out, and Camilla raises her hand. Well, actually, and Kyle revealed their partnership and plans.
Mm-hmm. That was really the only time that they really sort of leaned on what they had done together. And I'm sure they edited that. I'm sure it was edited down. Maybe they wanted it to be a surprise. Like everybody had their nice moment to shine as the three of them are sitting there. And then I really did think Eva was going to get it, and I was super happy that Kyle did, because I did feel that Kyle and Camilla played the best game and they did it together. And I actually feel like Camilla played an even better game than he did, because she did some great acting and she sort of really knew how to keep it on the down low. And he waffled a lot. Like there were a few moves he could have made earlier on that I felt like that was an absolutely missed opportunity to get out this person or that person. And so Camilla, congratulations on a great game. She lives in, I think she's local, like Foster City, or in this area.
She coming in or what?
I don't know. Well, we haven't. Usually, they can't until it's over. So we'll reach
out.
Can
you get Camilla in?
People,
I'll see. We don't get the, you know,
when we worked for CBS, we got all this stuff.
We got offered things. I'll track it down though.
Yeah, you can. I have faith in you. I think you can get her on the show for us. And Camilla, if you or your friends or your mom, hi, is listening, please.
We got to get our names back on lists.
Yes, we do.
We are not on lists anymore.
No.
Like I was watching our midday gal.
We got kicked off a lot of lists.
She was like on her Insta. She's like Mason on the mic. She's an Instagram monster.
Yeah, she is.
Like has all the followers. But there she was going, oh, the swag for this movie that I like is so incredible. And I'm like, you're getting swag, huh? Mm. We are not on lists anymore.
Is it the Jurassic Park thing?
I don't remember. Yeah. I didn't, you know, that.
Right.
But it was one of those things where I went, that stuff used to just come.
It would pile
in
up.
Mountains.
We'd leave it on the table in the middle of the green room and just be like, please take this, all of these promotional items.
We need back on those lists.
Yeah, that would be good.
Well, I think we get stuff, but it goes to promotions and they do it for giveaways. And
yeah,
stuff.
Please send it directly to the Sarah and Vinny Morning
That's
Show.
That's what I mean. We need our name on
we
the list.
We need our name.
Not
Maddie
the promotions
Stout,
crew.
Producer. Sarah and Vinny Morning Show.
I mean, what are you talking about? We had Nosferatu movie posters in his studio for like 3 months.
Yeah, that was what I really wanted was the teeth. I wanted to put the teeth in. I needed that promotional item. You can't tell me they didn't have vampire teeth as part of that. Or that car. That's what I wanted. What was it? It was a Phantom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rolls Royce Phantom?
So great in the book. It's so great in the book. You just feel the whole thing. Oh, God.
That's a Joe Hill book, too. Yep. And it's that is Stephen King's kid. And he has written 5 really good novels.
And there's one coming.
Okay. Like, I'm so glad there's someone to pick up Dad's torch. And I continue to love all the stuff that Stephen King writes as well. He's written a few really good ones in recent years. All right. So anyway, is there anything else we want to talk about for Survivor? I just want to say congratulations. Even though she didn't win, I thought Camilla did herself proud. And I really just liked her so much through the whole thing.
Shocked Kyle got it even after he admitted he was a lawyer. Camilla was the brains behind Kyle's win, though, for sure. That was
I thought
408.
So, too. Yeah. Well, the two of them together, they worked really well together, and they kept it really, they trusted each other, and they kept it on the down low.
Ah, this is funny. 707 says, Joe's face as Eva reveals her PhD and research with Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyle revealed he's a lawyer, and Joe goes, I'm still a fire captain.
Listen, it did nothing to be ashamed of. But it was when she was like, yeah, and I'm going to do my PhD at Brown. And I was like, oh, she's been selling us the thing where she's like, you know, I didn't know if I'd be able to function on my own as an adult growing up.
Yep.
Like, But that's another person who really got taken down to base level. Like she was, and she should be proud of how she did on that show. Like Eva was a great character on that show. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Season 48 is over and done. See, they gave the season 49 preview that's starting this fall, and it looks like another Survivor. You won't recognize anybody, but 3 episodes in, you'll be like, oh yeah, all those guys. This next story, I only have a couple minutes here, and that's really all I should spend on this story. I'm going to read you the headline, some of it. I can't really read it exactly as written. OnlyFans Annie Knight reveals fiancé's reaction to her having 583 men in one day.
Wait, what?
I knew it.
What just happened?
OnlyFans Annie Knight reveals fiance's reaction to her having 583 men in one day. She's in the hospital right now, by the way.
Were her guts all mangled?
There was some mangling.
Oh no!
Yeah. However, here's the thing. So she shared that her fiance, Henry Brayshaw, reacted to her completing her goal of 583 men in one day, saying he was really stoked and proud of me. So
what's this lady's name?
Annie Knight. Do you have the story in front of you? You want to put it? There are some pictures of her. So she
Knight or
K-N-I-G-H-T. Annie with a,
she's beautiful.
Yes, yeah, she's a very pretty blonde lady.
Yeah. Little bit of a heart-shaped face and pretty blonde hair. She's very foxy.
I wouldn't, but well, I can see why a lot would.
You might at number one, but maybe not at 583. No. So here's the thing. She goes and does this for her job. Meanwhile, he's at work, you know, just knows that this is going on, but he's at work. And she has allotted 6 hours and she's going to try for 200 dudes.
And this is all being performed as a stunt on her OnlyFans page.
I do assume that this was, had to have been filmed. I don't know how much of it was shown. What I'm really concerned about is math, because 6 hours is 360 minutes. And 583 goes into that at about just over half a minute per, which means that we're talking about one. I don't even know how to say it. You know what I'm trying to get at. Like the hull needed to be breached and was 583 times. And I'm going to assume that the line was lined up and ready to go. Maybe there was like a fluffing station. I have no idea.
Usually that
like there couldn't be any struggle.
I'm not interested in this at all. Mm-mm. Visually or like story. Yes. I'm interested because I'm shocked that someone even would consider this.
Why would you put yourself through this?
Right.
You do not have to do this.
I mean, it's a stunt. And okay, But I have heard about you know who it was? It was the old Stern show. Mm. He used to have these stunt porno ladies on. And there are fluffers working it the line as they approach the hull, as you put it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's really only time to complete. Next.
Right.
Complete. Next.
They're not saying anything about completion here.
Oh.
It may very well just be a hull breach because I'm telling you, there's under pressure with those many people in the room. There's no amount of fluffing really that can get you to I've breached and I've arrived. Like that is in 30 seconds or less.
Well,
like,
I guess you'd make up your own rules, wouldn't you?
You would.
Since there really isn't.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm picturing?
An officiating there's nobody from or Guinness governing body, there. Right?
Exactly.
There's no.
Well, we have it all on tape, so maybe. You know how you ever see like a war movie where there's like a big gun, you know, it's mounted on the back of a tank or a jeep or something, and there's a band of big bullets that are all on the chain, and they get rolled through, and it's like,
yeah.
Like that, like that's what I'm picturing. Dude's just in a line moving through the room and then moving on down the line. Anyway, congratulations, Annie Knight, on keeping your fiance after doing 583
people
dudes in one
get
day.
This is her. People seem to like get so uptight about it. At the end of the day, these men just want to have sex. God forbid a man has sex. I'm more concerned about your desire to do this than theirs. They're loser dudes everywhere who are down to, you know, do anything.
She was hospitalized after the challenge for some, I don't even really want to say, you can imagine. There was some wear and tear. Like literally that. yeah. And then she said, and also I'm just exhausted from planning and executing. So she really,
she deserves a break.
She does deserve you. Deserve a break today. That's right. She has a 3-day weekend. She won't have to get back to it until Tuesday, I guess.
I don't get it. I don't.
Well, here's what we can take from this. We now know who Annie Knight is. She is going to marry some guy. That's what we know about
her. That'll go well.
Yeah.
No, in the course of doing your life, if you've slept with 583 people, I wouldn't even think twice. I mean, I guess I would be like, I'm fascinated. Mm. Tell me stories. But besides that, okay. But this stunt stuff can only be part of your business. You're just a businesswoman. And
here's where I conduct my business.
Right.
It all happens in this general area. And I'm completely out of time. Thank God. What's coming up, Vin?
Goodbye, Penny.
Oh,
and more after these.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Just dance. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is, in fact, Friday. And this week we've put up so many wonderful clips. Bob is doing her video job in the other room there. Lots of video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. And remember to smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, man. It's nice hearing you say that. I hear that on the YouTube and I think, oh, they all say it.
They do. I'm going to start saying it. I decided. I rewrote the thing to put smash that subscribe button.
I've decided the video clip. So I've already been inspired. Whoa. Is that the lady?
Yeah, that's the lady, Annie Knight.
From last segment.
We should probably take that down because she is hot.
Dawn. God. Oh, nothing inspires me to get my exercise in like the new video clips. They're working. I'm like, oh God, dude.
Yeah, I don't even want to look at them. I'm just like, oh man, who's that old lady? Jesus.
I can get this back in shape. I already started, but I'm
you're determined.
I'm behind where I want to be though. Woof. Ooh. Yikes. Yeah.
I thought you guys looked great on the Instagram
That's
reels.
Nice of you to say.
No, they're really well done. I told Lizzie this morning, like,
nice job,
our
Lizzie.
Reels are looking good.
I mean, Bobby.
So.
Bob.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I dumped it. Oops, did I dump it?
Don't dump it. It's fine.
I'm not sure why that's beeping now. Hold on. Oh no, I've hit something wrong.
What are you doing?
Oh, are we
building.
On?
Yep, we are. It's
Can
building.
Someone check
it's
and see
everything's fine. I think I dumped it, truthfully. Of course, if you're listening on Odyssey, you heard it, but...
Oh. What did... just her name?
Yeah, that's all. I know. We have to call her Bob off the air. We cannot... It always has to be Bob.
I call her Bob all the time.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Summer's here.
Love them.
And the adventure starts now.
All right.
Thanks to Fremont Bank Foundation, Aqua Adventure brings more than just thrills. Go to FremontBank.com/giving to learn more about its community involvement.
It's good people over there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's what's happening. It is Memorial Day weekend. The roads were not bad at 4 a.m.
My ride in was like car free. I was like the only person out
it's
there.
It's back to turn back for a minute. To what I miss about my commute, which is that I'm the only guy out here.
Right. I was like, oh my God, I don't even have to look to merge.
I had gotten used to setting my speed, 74 on the thing, and then I can just drive. There are so many cars on the road now that my actual radar is slowing me down because I'm coming up behind people, and I'm like, this is awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's 4 o'clock.
I want to ride right up on their ass. And
what
then
are all of you
get
people doing
them and
out
flip
here?
Them off.
No, I don't do that.
Oh, you don't? That's
no.
Good.
But anyway, it is Memorial Day weekend. They expect the roads to just be slammed this weekend.
Oh, boy.
Like, I'll
just
have numbers for you later, but like one of the busiest weekends in ages.
Yikes.
Maybe record breaking.
Oh, boy. I hate records getting broken.
So Memorial Day weekend. Bottle Rock, which I'll be on the road for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave 3-4 hours before I actually hope to be somewhere. And if we get
leave
there
at 9
early.
9 a.m. and maybe you'll be there in time for the 6 o'clock show you want to watch.
If I get there early, we can hang out.
Get some
eat
food.
Some snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, all the stuff.
Good times.
I love that they've got pedicabs everywhere. That's the move.
Park far away. Hop on one of those.
Mm-hmm. In the NBA, I first owe everyone an apology as I watched the game two nights ago, the Knicks versus the Pacers, and the Knicks were winning.
Mm.
And when I went to bed, they were a lock for the win. And then as I reported that the next day, people were like, are you crazy? Then yesterday, I got home and got to watch the sports channels, and it was like the all-time biggest comeback in the history of the NBA.
But they were a lock. When you went to bed, you had it in your head that
mirroring
they had won.
Only the comeback from the Pacers, the same team, Reggie Miller's Pacers, against the Knicks back in the day, and his big choke sign that he did to Spike Lee, who sits courtside, and, you know, he's full of, yammering over there. And that was Reggie Miller's choke job. I got you. He did like three or four three-pointers in 8 seconds. I think it was three. But either way, that was the big, and then they did it again. Mm. Beat the Knicks. Mm-mm-mm. So I apologize. I did not even bother to look as I reported the Knicks beat the Pacers, and in fact, they did not.
Nuh-uh.
They go again tonight at 5 p.m. in New York, Knicks-Pacers, and the Pacers are up one on them. Sorry about getting that wrong. Jeez. Oh, and OKC won against last night. Right. Won again last night, so they're up two.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This first story isn't really one. It's okay. Just the changing of the times. We're seeing things go away, including pennies.
Yes.
The U.S. Treasury just announced they'll officially stop making new pennies very soon.
Like they're about to start the last run of them or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you had said that it costs like 3.5 cents to make a penny.
I believe.
For a long time, it's been ridiculous.
I've only watched the regular daily hard news with sort of a half of an eyeball.
Because it's really hard to watch these days.
Right.
I'm with you. I feel that.
And I believe it was Elon's, what was his thing? Doge. I believe he was like,
efficiency. Yeah,
we're wasting money. And it's true. Mm. It costs 3 cents to make a penny. And
that makes sense? One little thing that could be cut without just, you know, cutting off the knees or daisy cutting the whole system.
The Mint was ordered to stop making them and they plan to do so.
Great.
They say every penny costs almost 4 cents.
Oh, boy.
So it will save an estimated $56 million a year getting rid of the pennies. So maybe, I don't know, if you're one of those people and you want to stash a roll of pennies, maybe someday they'll be worth
I'm sure
more
they will,
than
right?
that.
Get a roll of newly minted pennies with the final
the last
year.
Ones.
Right.
Yeah. Or
just put all your pennies in that machine at Safeway. What is it called? The Coinstar. And get your money to spend in the store and
they
be
say,
done with coins altogether.
in this story, they say that there's 114 billion pennies in circulation, so they won't go away anytime soon, but we'll stop making them.
Can you turn in a penny, like, at the bank? And, you know, if you get it cashed in, like, will they then send it off to be made into copper piping or something? Like, is there a, or will we just lose all these pennies and they'll go back to the earth?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because I think that they'll take like a worn bill and
they definitely
cut
that
up.
With bills.
Right.
They say here there's been a push to ditch pennies for a while, and there's also a push to get rid of nickels. Those aren't cheap either.
Mm. We should make the penny the new nickel, and then it only costs 3 cents to make it. But it's worth 5 cents.
Well, that's the problem. Nickels cost about 14 cents to make.
Oh, my God. Just make them out of pennies. Pennies are now worth 5 cents.
So that's the push is on to get rid of the nickel as well.
How much does it cost to make a dime? I need to know how much it costs to make it. Why do we still have change?
By the way,
everyone has a phone.
The mint destroys coins if they're mutilated, damaged,
but they'll let it continue to circulate.
Yeah, if not, they just keep circulating.
It only takes 5.5 cents to make a dime.
Oh.
Everything should be dimes then.
Yes. Dimes with numbers on them. What about a quarter? What does it cost to make a quarter? It's got to be cheap, right?
It's 14.68 cents.
Oh, good. It's only at the bottom of our monetary system are we costing.
Make them all out of plastic.
And oh, then that's good.
Right? That'd be great. Little bits of plastic that we could use.
We need more of that.
Yes,
you're right.
Yes, we'll make them out of old credit cards. That's worth a penny. Nothing. I'm just trying to be a jerk. And I assume I'm succeeding.
Okay. How to use credit. Okay. Well, anyway, let's move on. All right.
Bye, Penny.
There's that. Goodbye, Penny. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. And on a Friday? Are you kidding me? Give it to me.
I will.
Thank you.
The average person's attention span for a single screen is 47 seconds.
But what about TV shows?
Down from 2.5 minutes in 2004.
It is true. I don't want to watch that video you sent me. I'm busy.
Oh, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You just don't want to.
Although, I don't know. Is that a kid thing? Because I can certainly watch a show. I don't have any time for watching YouTube stuff. But I'll read my book on my phone.
I think I've watched this problem on the roads a lot as I'm a commuter. You can see that people cannot keep their hands off their phone. Right. They just can't.
We love them so much.
And so the attention span, even when driving at a high speed down the freeway, right, risking your life and others, you can't pay attention to your...
Oh, my mom's texting
your windscreen exclusively.
Right.
And we've gotten to the point where we're able to text, eat, make calls, and drive, and all of this is the guy that you're following that's going from 55 to 65 to 43 to...
We need to get that guy on the Blue Cruise thing.
That thing that you just sit there going, oh my God, bro.
You think they're drunk. And then you go, oh no, they're just on their phone.
They're just doing five things at once.
Yes.
They don't even realize
This is why self-driving cars matter. This is why we need this, because none of us, we're so bored looking out the front of our car. Like, this is so boring. It's like a road the whole time. I can't stand it anymore. Let me see what's going on over here. Like, even if your car will read you messages, and then you can, and would you like to send a reply? And then you're like, yeah, okay, you know, tell Maddie I'll see him in 15 minutes. Definitely, you know, that's important that I get that out. And then they read it back. But it's like, it's so distracting. You're not doing your job, which is driving.
Right.
Even that.
Well, and, you know, Maddie was talking about the podcast he did yesterday, and I've had people reach out to me through text and say, you know, you have ADHD, right? And I'm pretty sure I do, but I've lived my whole life with it.
You're making it work.
I've always just the workarounds I've figured out, and I've built them up, and I make lists, and I try to do
it. People say that to you over the text?
Mm-hmm. I've had it. Like,
I would have thought you had ADHD.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I mean,
attention span is not my strong suit.
And it's
for
not
sure.
uncommon for alcoholics. And most of the time we self-medicated.
Right.
You know, like, that's how you deal with it.
But so it is certainly a reality for way more of us than have been diagnosed. That's my point. So on one hand, it's also the screens and the million things. Multitasking life. That's what we do.
It's
nonstop.
And the more you multitask, the more you can.
There's a lady right now chewing her bagel, texting her husband, putting on her mascara, and doing 75 down the freeway. Mm,
thank God for self-driving assist, at least. I mean, your car does give you a good shake these days when you're beep, 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 beep. Oh, no, God. Mine will slam the brakes on if I'm going too fast and there's a car stopped in front of me. It will slam the brakes on for me. I'm like,
oh, that's good.
Yeah. And that car is old. My car's from 2014, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, old by today's rate of things getting incredible.
The phrase close but no cigar comes from carnivals in the early 1900s when they used to give out cigars
to children
as prizes for winning games.
It's wonderful.
Carnivals.
See, I got a little cigarette for you. This is a cereal. That's wonderful. Close but no cigar.
The record for the most flowers sold in a single day was August 17th, 1977. What happened?
August 17th, what was that? 1977. Somebody, Elvis died.
Get them!
It is, isn't it?
Yeah!
Yeah. Well, I knew it had to be someone big died. And then I went, my dad is a huge Elvis fan. It happened in the summer. I was with my friend Jewel Marie. My dad's all like, oh God, Elvis died. Oh. I wouldn't have been able to tell you the date, but I knew it was in the summer of 77.
I cannot believe it.
I can't either. That's
amazing.
That's the day the most flowers were bought.
The most flowers sold in a single day was the day after Elvis died.
Wow. That's why. Like, everybody sent flowers to Graceland? They sent flowers to their dad because their dad was so into him.
I'm not an Elvis guy. I can't help you with this. In fact, you're going to go see P.E. I can't get the line out of my head in the moment, but one of his favorite, Chuck D, the lead rapper in Public Enemy, says, Elvis was a hero to most, but not to me.
Oh.
He stole black people music. He's not. He did our show, is what he did.
Mm.
So, and I never just, I just, it missed me. I was too young.
Right. I believe he said that sucker is simple and plain, or simple and plain. Yeah, something like that.
There's a line. I don't know it, but it's.
Elvis was a hero to most, but he never met me.
Yes.
Straight up racist.
You're getting some of them in there. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, but don't get those other ones.
We don't want no trouble. Though,
it's Friday. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Gonna see them tonight. Yeah.
Let's get all clean.
You're gonna have fun.
Oh my God.
I can't
wait.
Are
you driving up with somebody?
No, but you remember Charlene?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The boot. She's going to meet me up there. I gave her my other ticket.
Oh, fun.
She's been so good. She's so good to me. She watches my dog all the time and house sits and stuff. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say. Oh, 707, I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. Psych assessment said I'm not, but I find half-done things that I walked away from and forgot throughout the house all day.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it than
it's just not that. Just that, but that is, you know.
Yeah. We've all got our own personalities and I don't know. Don't always look for a label for it. Just try to handle your ass.
Well, some stuff is what's beautiful about you.
Mm.
You know.
It's what keeps you interesting.
I wouldn't say that about Kanye per se. You know, there's
he's
a guy.
Fixed, though. I have a story
he
about that.
Definitely later. Take some medicine.
No, he's fixed. He got fixed, but his kids fixed him. It's coming up.
Oh, good to hear.
Yeah, no, he's all set.
Oh, my God.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. Don X walking back, all the stuff.
What are you?
Twitter. I know. Nobody knows what X is. It's Twitter. He's on Twitter.
Are you doing a gag right now?
Well, maybe.
Wait and see.
Just wait and see, Vin.
What a tease.
It's just that, you don't be throwing Kanye under the bus now while he's fixed himself.
510 says, Sarah is right. Yeah,
about
we don't. It doesn't matter.
Oh, they there's know, no example there's,
no,
of my
Sarah's
rightness?
Sarah's right. Yeah.
Thanks.
I mean, you want to get out of here in an easy, fun mood, or you want to fight Sarah? No one wants that. She will win always.
Well, I wish that was true. I win so many fewer arguments than I used to. now that there's Google.
Let's call her so we can follow her on social media.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Yeah, we'll have a Bob. We'll have a Bob social media.
I just came up with my handle.
Oh, what is it?
Well, I don't have any posts yet.
Well, but people could follow you.
Yeah.
What is it?
Bob on the Waves.
Oh, Bob on the Waves.
Radio.
I like
waves.
It. They're no, waves. Get it? She's Bob like bobbing on the
waves. Brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Bob on the Waves. It's great you got that. You didn't have to add like 1977-77-77.
Did you really get that? That's incredible. I'm going to follow you right now.
Well, we can go to commercial first.
Okay, that'd be great. Let's coming up next, we'll find out what we're watching this weekend and what a famous person can pull off, and hopefully we won't have time for the yuck fest that is the Diddy trial.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.